Australian sculptor Sam Jinks headlines the visual arts programme in this year's Galway International Arts Festival. His exhibition, In the Flesh, is populated with large, often nude, lifestyle figures made of fiberglass and silicon. They are by turns tender, frail, disturbing, and always strangely real. Sam joins me now from Galway. I think there's no question but that your sculptures come across as very real. Do you think it's fair to say that they can be disconcerting or disturbing for the viewer?
I think generally people project themselves perhaps onto the work, so sometimes there's an uneasiness about that. I think the work is realistic to a certain degree, and so people feel some sort of empathy, whether they kind of feel that they're experiencing it at the same time to some degree.
So how many pieces will we see in Galway? And this is in a new gallery space, which is the old post office building, which is beside Brown Thomas.
Yes, a fabulous, great space. I think there's nine works in this show.
Nine works in the show. And then a lot of the titles are known, are names that we would know from art history, like the Pieta or the Disposition. The Pieta, for example, is the one that has publicised the exhibition. Could you describe that to us?
Yeah, it's in the format of a traditional Pieta, which is generally Mary and Christ or supporting Christ in some way. In this case, I've kind of made it a more secular work, something that I could relate to at the time when I was making it. So I had a younger man holding an older man, a very old man, whether he's passed on or whether he's just very frail. And I did this because at the time I was sort of navigating my own feelings towards mortality and things like that. And it's a nice way to kind of exercise those things in three dimensions. So the work came about as something where it's essentially the same person experiencing their life at different stages. But when people view it, they generally project themselves onto it, so they think of it quite differently.
Yes, because the younger man is there in his clothes, whereas the older man, who is draped across his legs, is naked.
Yes, yes. I think some people may have found that. Or most people don't really find it uncomfortable, but I was trying to sort of emphasise the fragility or the delicacy of the body. So the younger man, and I felt like it wasn't sort of too disturbing because it was supposed to be portraying the same person at different ages. So I thought that would be okay. But usually people haven't been commenting on that part of it, but they often think of it as something that they can relate to with regards to their own family or parents or something close to them.
Because when you think of Michelangelo's Pieta, for example, you think of the love and the grief of the mother for her dead son.
Yes, yes. Well, there is certainly an element of that with this, but I made it sort of more analytically, but I think people interpret it as emotional.
How do you make the figures so lifestyle or lifelike?
Well, there's no real trick to it. I wish there was. It's very much just a case of sculpting it out of clay, making a mould, and then casting it in the same way that someone would make a bronze statue or something like that. But it does have an extra element of complexity at the end where you have to put hair in it and get that kind of translucent skin. So that's sort of an extra level of work involved.
And you would start with a drawing as a plan and then sculpt accordingly?
Yeah, so I think it's easiest to sketch things out as opposed to launching into the final piece, but I always start with drawings. I mean, really, I always start with just experiencing something and then having an idea. But it starts with drawings after that and then a maquette, like a small version of the actual finished work. And then, of course, I go into the large full-size piece.
The other work, one of the other works, is called Woman and Child. And again, this has an art historical reference.
Yeah, this work came about a few years after the Pieta work. And I think it sort of punctuates my life in a way because the Pieta was my first encounter with mortality as a slightly younger person. And then the Woman and Child was really my encounter with parenthood and standing in a room, a kitchen at the time, with three generations standing together, and it sort of was a strange feeling. And so it was another kind of cyclic work, whether it could be the same person, an old woman holding herself, or even perhaps like the memory of a child, of having, you know, having a young baby.
So it just described the work to us.
It's a woman with her eyes closed, holding a newborn baby to her chest, and it's one of those works where, if you were like in describing it, it could potentially sound kitsch or sort of a little bit twee, but the actual work, and I think that's the challenge with the work. It took a long time to kind of get the strangeness to it, to try and create a scene that's like a dream, really.
And the and then another work is called The Deposition, and again, that's very much one would think of Raphael, for example.
Yes, so there was a reference to that in the title, but the work is more about it's more about the strength in fragility. Like, it's not always clear in life when someone is fragile whether they can still be very strong. And I'm often struck by meeting people who are very robust physically, but there's a real underlying fragility to them. And also, you know, with a very old person, often they're really tough. And this is a work, essentially, it's a very old, extremely frail old woman comforting or supporting a much younger, sort of robust man. And there's a sort of a strange tenderness to it, but it does demonstrate that age is not necessarily a weakness, and youth is not always an advantage.
So when it comes to the subject matter, are you inspired by art history, or are you inspired by the emotions you see amongst people you know?
Definitely both. I think, I love religious art. It's undeniably powerful, especially if you're a religious person. Like, to go into a room with some of these, you know, extraordinary works from the Renaissance, I think you can't not be moved. But I think for me, I was trying to get that energy into something that was more for everybody. So, for example, a crucifix is so powerful because it goes beyond the actual object itself. So it's a kind of a disturbing object on its own. But as soon as you load it up with all the energy of Christianity, it becomes something that can not only give comfort but also give eternal life. And I like the idea of one day being able to make a work that's not necessarily connected with religion but actually has some of that power.
Yes, I think one of those might be The Messenger. I mean, it is a winged female figure, so one might think of an angel, but I think angels mean an awful lot more than something you might see in an old master.
Yeah, well, this work actually came about from the Hellenic Museum in Australia. They commissioned they wanted to commission a work that was relating to the Parthenon marbles, and so I chose the Iris figure because I felt that she was a good conduit between. Well, she is actually supposed to be a conduit from the mortal world to the underworld, or the gods as well. So I felt like she could kind of communicate to some degree, but she's actually at the end of a room with these huge gold wings, crouching, looking into the water, and we have a pool that's 12 metres long that is like a black mirror, so it reflects the upper part of the room down, and it can sort of continues on into this other world. And it was a nice way to kind of finish the exhibition because on one hand, like at the first stages of the exhibition, are kind of a very human experience, but at the end it becomes very mysterious and otherworldly.
Well, we very much look forward to seeing it. And in fact, we're going to be doing the programme live from that gallery next Wednesday at 1 p.m. So we'll get to see your work.
Right.
In the Flesh by Sam Jinks is at the Festival Gallery Galway from the 15th to the 28th of July. For further details, try giaf.ie.